Welcome to the Rich Flow of Life podcast. Join Valerie Kinney, the award-winning authority author, as she takes you on a journey for your personal evolution. Valerie Kinney talks to enlightened featured guests who hold the keys to unlock your unique life situation. They each bring to the table their very powerful personal spin to inspire and empower you to learn to step up your game into the rich flow of life.
Well, hello everybody, I'm Valerie Kinney, and today our featured guest is
Sanjana Amy Gonker. She's 12 years old, and she's the author of the book,
The Art of Appreciation.
Okay, and it's all about
how to appreciate everything you have and take nothing for granted.
Super. Okay, and then also, some of the things about Sanjana that I feel noteworthy of mentioning is that she is a writer, but she's a reader. She loves to read books, and she also likes dancing, right?
Yeah.
She loves art, like sketching and painting, and she have honors and academics in her schooling, and she even represented her school in Ontario in the Excellence in Elegance Award, right?
Yep.
All right, and what was that all about?
So that was for my speech. That was a contest between my class, and then I won out of that, and then I won the contest for my entire school. From every class, they picked one person, and I won out of that contest, so I got to go onto the provincial level.
So welcome, 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 Sanjana, to our program.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Nice to see you. The pleasure is all mine, because I am so proud of you. You launched your book, and you even had your high school principal pop in on you at the launch. Tell me, what was that like?
That was incredible. That moment on stage was just, I will never forget that moment, and I was speechless.
And so when your principal came, had you met Mr. Raymond Aaron before, the creator of the 10-10-10 program, or was it your first time meeting him there at the launch?
I had met him before, but this time it was just a completely different experience, because he was proud of me. I'm always proud of him, but this time he was proud of me.
Oh, you know why? Because, you know, it's a real, really special thing when someone 12-year-old writes a book. But really, from an adult, yeah, you're welcome. But from an adult point of view, it's not so much the writing of the book. It's what you wrote about, the art of appreciation. Do you know, it's such a special subject that, like you say, don't take nothing for granted. We should appreciate everything in the world. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But before we get into all that, everybody's so proud of you. I just want to you're welcome. I just want to ask the question, what made you write the book? Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because this topic, this lesson, this idea is so important, and it's such a great concept to grasp. And once you grasp it, your life is so enhanced. So I really wanted to convey this message to people. And what other way to convey it than a book?
Absolutely. I agree with you totally and completely. So what was it around your heart that you picked the subject of appreciation? You know, because there were a lot of topics, there were a lot of subjects that you could have picked. And so why appreciation, Sanjana?
Because sometimes we're all caught up in our world, and we're worried about all the negative people and all of the negative things, and just our brain's a puzzle. And if we really let that go and we look around and look at all the flowers that smell good, look how beautiful the sky is today, then that really, it makes us appreciative and grateful for the lives that we have.
So the gratefulness to just see the small things and say that these small things are really big things. You know, like you said, just looking at the flowers around us, just everything, the air that we breathe, just leave no stone.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Leave no stone unturned. Just look at the bird, you know, taking the nectar from the flower, you know, just every little thing. I got you. I love you, girl. So anyway, Sanjana, when you told your classmates, when you said to your family, your friends and people that you knew, I'm going to write this book, how did they feel? What did people say to you?
Well, my friends were some of the people who I told, and they were just, when I told them, hey guys, I wrote a book, they were just, huh? Their faces of shock was something I'd never seen before. It's so special to get that feeling from people, that vibe.
Yeah.
Because they're in awe. They can't believe what you've just said. before you even say the title, what it's about, they're just, what? And then once you tell them what it's about, once you tell them how you wrote it, then they're my friends were just like, whoa, I'm friends with an author. She's going to be famous one day.
What are you saying? What do you mean one day? I'm an award-winning author now.
Yeah. In awe and speechless. And it's so special to have that feeling from people.
It is. So you're an author now. So what does that feel like from your point of view from being an author now? How does that feel that you have your own book, you know?
I feel so accomplished. And I feel kind of unique because not many 12-year-olds, as you know, have written a book.
No way.
And now when people see me and I see myself, I don't see only me. I also see my book. My book is like a part of me now.
So. Yeah, absolutely. But you know, truthfully, you've done well in school anyways, and you have honors and academics in school and stuff like that. And I know that you represented your school in Ontario. You had the excellence and elegance. Yeah, tell us about that. What was that all about?
So that started off with a speech competition in my class. So it was a mandatory to write a speech for 5 minutes talking about any topic that you wanted. So I chose a topic of how children in the 21st century are lucky.
Mm.
If that sounds familiar, that's kind of the lines around my book.
Wow, it does sound familiar. And so I want to know a little bit about that because, you know, Valerie Kinney is always curious to know more everything.
Right.
Let's go in deeper on that. So the children are lucky. In what way are we lucky? Are we lucky?
Well, we have so many technologies and resources that we can take for granted. And right now, we're using this podcast. Like 50 years ago, they didn't even know what a podcast was. But now we use this to communicate information. We use it to express our knowledge, our feelings. It's just amazing what technology and resources have done. And that's how we should be appreciative towards that. So that's what my speech was all about.
Okay, cool. And so was that part of the Energy Award Excellence also with the learning skills? Was that separate?
That was a part of it because that really showed my initiative and my willingness to take charge. So that really showed my teachers and my principal and my peers how my energy is.
Gotcha.
Like that.
And do you have any idea yourself how your energy got to be like this? Because, I mean, you even say to yourself, it is highly unique. Because, you know, yeah, because, yeah. You know, yeah, people at 12 years old or any age, let's take the age limit off of it. Now, we can, as human beings, we could be doing all sorts of things with our time, looking at TVs, fooling around with this and that, you know, and playing is fun and everything. But to take time out and to step back and just take a deep breath and say, I really want to centralize my focus. And
yeah,
I really want to look at, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that's because of the people who I surround myself in. So I have my great parents who are supportive of everything that I do. I have Raymond Aaron, who's such a great mentor, and he teaches me what to do. And I have people like you who, like, inspire me every single day.
Okay, so it's who you surround yourself with, and I appreciate that, too. Okay, I know it. And so we're talking about the appreciation. I want to get into the book a little bit now. So now we know why you wrote it. I want to talk about something that you share with me that's in your book called the gratitude experience, the gratitude exercise. Tell us about that and really detail it because I don't want to leave and not have people experience that. Okay, go ahead.
So in my book, I have many exercises and activities that you can do to enhance your life with appreciation again. And one of them, one of my favorite ones, is one that will impact your daily life and eventually it'll impact the people around you. So every day, what you can do is you can take a phone or a watch or a timer and set the timer for 3 minutes. Then you take a mirror and you just look at yourself. And what you do is you compliment yourself for those 3 minutes. It could be anything. It could be how great you look today, what you're wearing, how great it looks on you. It could be a good deed that you did yesterday. It could be something that you want to do. It just makes your, in the morning, it just makes your day incredible. And it makes your whole day that energetic and that happy.
Gotcha. So this is something you practice yourself every day?
I do.
Very
every
cool.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. And just 3 minutes tops is all it takes to pull this off. You just go in the mirror and you just go down really heavy on the positivity in your life.
Yes.
Everything
three
good.
Minutes
3 minutes. Oh, you say more? Especially if you say more. Okay, 3 minutes or more. So with that being said, I wonder, for because you're the queen of appreciation. I'm going to call you Queen Bee of appreciation. With you being now crowned the queen of appreciation, do you think that we can ever appreciate too much of anything? Like, can we over-appreciate anything in life? What are your feelings about that?
No, I do not think that is possible, because once we start appreciating, there's nothing that we can't be grateful for, because we have such great resources, technologies, people, the world is incredible. Like, there's everything to be appreciative about.
Everything. Well, everything. You do say that in the title, take nothing for granted, and we should appreciate everything. And when St. Jana sees everything, she means everything. And I knew you was going to say that for your answer today. No, there can't be too much. I knew you were going to say that. I just wanted to hear you say it was all. We can't overappreciate anything. So when we talk about this, like, sometimes in the world, you know, things doesn't go so great and dandy for a lot of people. There's all kind of stuff in life. And they say, well, St. Jan, I might have a hard time trying to appreciate things because I don't have enough money to live with. I don't have enough friends or families in my life. I don't have this. When people get down and sad on themselves and they get negative, can they even find something to appreciate in life?
Yes, of course. They should be grateful that they have a life. They have somewhere that they can breathe. They have a home. They have themselves.
There you go. They have themselves. So as long as you have yourself, there's always hope and there's always a chance, right?
That's incredible, Valerie. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to lead us into the next thing, because I know that you have such a big heart, a big spirit, and you're a lovely soul. And one of the reasons why you chose this topic is that you believe in expansion of good and greatness in life for yourself, for your family, for me, and for everybody that you can ever imagine to come in contact with all over the world. Because like you even said yourself, with technology, everything is global now. Everything is global.
That's right.
Yeah. So when you look at appreciation from a global level, I know you're very smart. Tell me a little bit about that in the world. Yeah, go ahead. Break it down. Yeah, I know.
I think that we are so lucky and we're so fortunate to have such a great lifestyle in this country and in your country. And it's just the technology, the resources, again, the people. It's incredible. Like, we have people who we see every day, strangers who could be our best friends. Every friend has been a stranger once. So it's just, I just think it's incredible. And I really wanted to express that.
Okay. How much precedence did you give that in the book? Did you expand on that for like one chapter, two chapters? How much, you know, play did you give on that?
Throughout the book, I talk about that because it's just such an important concept. And I have many other concepts that, like, will unlock secrets and unlock parts of your life that you've never even thought about.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think when I get my copy, I know it's in the mail. I actually haven't read the book from start to finish yet. Just a lot that St. Jana told me about and the notes and everything. But I can't wait. I think I'm going to sleep with it the first night I get it. You know, but just but just put it on my heart and just sleep with it and say, just put all this good and bad in their heart. I'm just going to sleep with it and just hold it, just cuddle it, you know, because it's just going to be so, like you say, incredible from start to finish. So you got a lot of exercises in there, like the gratitude one?
Yes, of course. In there, I have about 10 exercises and activities that you can do. And each one of them is so different and so appreciative that everyone should be able to do it, and so easy. And it's just simple steps on your way to a great life of appreciation.
Okay. And like I say, I'm going to take it and just embellish it and, you know, just relish this book. Is it age specific or is it for anybody, St. Jana?
It's written that anyone can understand it. Even kids like me or younger than me can understand the words because they're so simple, but the concepts are so that everyone should get it.
Very cool. Well, we're coming to a close with everything. And so is there anything that we left out that you want to tell about your book or about the concept of appreciation? Because I do not want to close out without expounding on everything, because I don't want to take nothing for granted. I want to appreciate all of this good time that I got with my baby. Oh, yes.
Thank
So what else? Is there anything else we need to cover?
No, I just think people should be grateful and they should learn a lot and never stop learning and never stop being appreciative.
And never stop being appreciated, because even if you feel like you don't know something, you should appreciate the fact that you can learn it. Right, Sanjana?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much. And so now, thank you. And so now let's let people know how they can get a hold of the book, The Art of Appreciation. And it's on Amazon. And then you give your website. So give it out now, hon.
So you can go to my website, theartofappreciationbook.com. And there's a link. So you can click that link and it takes you to the Amazon site. And that's where you can get my book. You can order it.
TheArtOfAppreciationBook.com. That's the website. So you go there, you press the link, and you're going to get it. Sanjana, I'm so proud of you once again. Proud.
Thank you so much. Can't say it enough times over.
And I'm so proud of your parents, Amit and Swapna, for encouraging you and standing beside you to do this. And Mr. Raymond Aaron with the 10-10-10 program for having the young authors out here doing their things. And just, you know, all of us, you just can't, I can't say I appreciate all of this enough. I appreciate. And, you know, Sanjana, that's going to wrap this up. And I love you dearly.
I love you too, Valerie. Thank you.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Rich Flow of Life podcast with host Valerie Kinney. We're most appreciative you took the time to be with us. And thank you. For more action, go subscribe to Valerie Kinney Talks YouTube channel and like us on Facebook at Valerie Kinney Talks and follow us on Twitter at Valerie Kinney. Until next time, we love ya.